Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama and Chinese President Xi Jinping have agreed that neither country's government will conduct or knowingly support cyber theft, an issue that has long been a source of tension.
I believe we can expand our cooperation in this area, even as the United States will continue to use all of the tools at our disposal to protect American companies, citizens, and interests.
President Xi told reporters that the two sides did reach a consensus on the issue and stressed that Beijing is against cyber theft of any kind. U.S. has blamed China for a series of high-profile cyber attacks on U.S. government and business entities. In recent years, China has strongly denied the allegations. Pope Francis traveling to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania later today, the third stop in a U.S. trip that included talks with President Obama at the White House, an address to Congress, and a mass in New York City's famed Madison Square Garden. In his homily, Francis urged attendees to reject self-absorption and remember the needy. In Philadelphia, the Pope will attend the Vatican-sponsored World Meeting of Families and celebrate an outdoor mass expected to draw nearly 2 million people. Burkina Faso's leaders have disbanded the Presidential Guard, which staged a failed coup last week. They were unhappy a transitional government had barred supporters loyal to former President Blaise Compaoré from contesting in the country's national election. Compaoré was ousted in a popular uprising in October as he attempted to extend his 27-year rule. This is VOA News. Slovenia's Prime Minister Miro Cerar told the United Nations Development Summit that his country and other European countries are striving to resolve the crisis in Europe with humanity and solidarity, but also security.
The global migration crisis, which we are currently facing not only in Europe, but also in other parts of the world, requires urgent action. First and foremost, we should address its root causes and prevent further loss of life.
Meantime, Croatia lifted restrictions on the main border crossing with Serbia on Friday, ending a week of friction prompted by the flow of thousands of migrants across their common frontier. About 60,000 people escaping war and poverty in the Middle East and Africa have entered Croatia in recent days from its eastern neighbor, Serbia. Working out ways to implement the Iran nuclear deal and possible discussions of the Syrian conflict will be on the agenda when U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry meets today with Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif. The talks on the nuclear deal, known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, will come less than a month before October 18th, known as Adoption Day. The 18th will mark the start of Iran's efforts to comply with provisions in the plan of action. Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives John Boehner says he will be resigning one of the most powerful positions in U.S. government at the end of October. Cindy Sain reports the 65-year-old Republican from Ohio has been under intense pressure from conservative members of his own party.
Friday morning, word leaked out that Boehner abruptly announced he would resign in a meeting with his fellow Republicans. Some of his own most conservative members had been threatening to force a challenge vote to his leadership, saying he is too prone to compromise with Democrats on core issues. When Boehner finally spoke to reporters, he seemed almost relieved.
My first job as Speaker is to protect the institution. It's become clear to me that this prolonged leadership turmoil would do irreparable harm to the institution.
Some conservative Republicans welcome the news of Boehner's resignation. Boehner himself will still have to try to get a funding bill passed by October the 1st to avoid another partial government shutdown. Cindy Sain, VOA News on Capitol Hill.
Swiss prosecutors have opened a criminal investigation of FIFA President Sepp Blatter involving his possible criminal mismanagement and misappropriation of Football Federation funds. Separately, a U.S. indictment earlier this year charged that 9 FIFA officials and 5 corporate executives with offenses including racketeering.
That's the latest world news from VOA.